AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Republican plan to keep the government funded and avoid a shutdown came up for a vote in the House this evening.
The yeas are 174, the nays are 235.
Congressman Marcus Molinaro announcing the final tally.
The bill is not passed.
President-elect Trump backed the plan after rejecting a bipartisan agreement reached by congressional leaders. A Georgia appeals court removed Fulton County DA Bonnie Willis from the election interference case against Trump. Mike Kempin has details.
In a 2-1 ruling, the court says this is a rare case in which there is no other remedy to restore public confidence in the integrity of the proceedings. However, the court did not dismiss the indictment. The Prosecuting Attorney's Counsel of Georgia will have to find another prosecutor to take over the case and decide whether to continue to pursue it. But everything could be delayed if Willis appeals to the Georgia Supreme Court. I'm Mike Hempen.
Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO, is being held without bail after a federal court appearance in New York. Norman Hall on the charges.
Two counts of stalking and one count each of murder through use of a firearm and a firearms offense. Murder by firearm carries the possibility of the death penalty. Mangione also faces a New York State indictment for murder as an act of terrorism. Investigators believe Mangione was motivated by anger toward the U.S. healthcare system and corporate greed. I'm Norman Hall.
Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters are striking at 7 delivery hubs. Donna Warder has this one.
The union says it represents nearly 10,000 workers at 10 Amazon facilities, a small portion of the 1.5 million people working in Amazon warehouses and corporate offices. The union says Amazon has ignored a December 15th deadline the union set for contract negotiations. Amazon says it doesn't expect the strike to impact its operations. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. The Food and Drug Administration says knockoff versions of two blockbuster obesity and diabetes pills must come off the market. Ed Donahue explains the decision.
The FDA says shortages nationwide of Zepbound and Mounjaro have been resolved, and there's no need for any copycats. Zepbound treats obesity. Mounjaro is approved for diabetes. Both drugs are part of the GLP-1 class that has shown unprecedented results for helping people shed weight. Competing drugs from Novo Nordisk, Wegovy, and Ozempic remain on the FDA shortage list. With demand for these drugs booming, companies like Hims and Roe have jumped into the market, selling cheaper versions online. People can usually get a month's supply for several hundred dollars. Businesses selling copycats of Zepbound and Mounjaro have 60 to 90 days to phase out their products. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.